are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
An unchanging God in a changing world. An unchanging God in a changing world. Everything changes around us all the time. That people begin to ask, is there nothing constant in this world? There is, my dear friend. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3 verse 6, the Bible says, I am the Lord God, I change not. No matter what you are facing today, what you are going through, you're in Pretoria, they're in Bloemfontein, I want you to know that God is. When he spoke to Moses to go to Pharaoh, he never said, go tell that old Pharaoh, I am who was. He said, I am that I am. I want you to know this morning, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still is. Last week we saw, number one, he still is faithful. Your God is faithful this morning. No matter what you are facing, God is faithful. That means he's reliable. You can rely on him. He's trustworthy. You can trust him. He's dependable. You can depend on him. Secondly, God is able. No matter what you are facing, God is able. In Mark 10, 27, the Bible says, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God, for with God, all things are possible. Your impossibilities will become possibilities when you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. And then number three, God is present. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is here this morning. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you need to fear no evil, for the Lord is your shepherd. Come on, God is with you. Hebrews chapter 13, the writer said, verse 5, so that we may boldly say, I will not fear. What can man do against me? God is on my side. This morning I want to continue to talk to you about this amazing God, an unchanging God in an ever-changing world. And I want to touch one aspect of God's character this morning, and that is, God is good. Amen. Say it this morning. Say, God is good. All the time. And all the time, God is good. So many people say so many things about God today, with the challenges, the turmoils, the suffering in our world. Often people think, but where is God in all of this? What is God doing? Someone once asked Billy Graham, a great evangelist, if Christianity is valid, why is there so much evil in the world? To this, the famous preacher replied, with so much soap, why are there so many dirty people in the world? Amen. Christianity, like soap, must be personally applied if it is to make a difference in our lives. I want to talk about the character of God, the goodness of God. I understand many of you are sitting here, you are going through challenges. Some of you have gone through some tragedies. Oftentimes, when we go through the storms of life, we begin to look at God in a different way, and that becomes a problem because we base our belief on our experiences. Likewise, there are many in this place today, there in Bloemfontein and Johannesburg, that can testify of God's goodness. I can, for one, talk about the goodness of God. I've had challenges. Last year, my brother, 51 years of age, we were like twins for 50 years, passed on to be with the Lord. But I want to tell you today, it doesn't matter. God is a good God. No matter what I face, no matter what I go through, it doesn't change God. Come on, the Bible says, I am the Lord, I change not. Say amen and give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. I hear people talk about the judgment of God, the tsunami that hit our world. People say that was the judgment of God or an act of God. True or not? You listen to some preachers, God is an angry God. You talk to some Christians, well, God cannot just do good things. He must do some bad things. I grew up with that concept about God, that God wasn't only good. That sometimes I had to duck when God looked in my direction because my life wasn't perfect. Needless to say, I was a sinner like most of you. I wasn't born with angel's wings. I needed to be saved. I needed God in my life. But my theology about God was distorted and twisted. would go to a funeral of a little baby, and people would say, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh, blessed be the name of the Lord." And I would look at those parents and they would say, "But how could God give me this baby?" Then God came and plucked his little flower. As if God gives life and then God kills what God gives. It's like people talk about God as if God is in partnership with the devil. God does good things and bad things. Oh, well, my Bible says, John 10 verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief comes to kill, to steal, kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So let's get our theology straightened out when it comes to God. Because your personal view of God will determine your faith toward God. If you don't know what to expect from this God, you won't know how to pray. It's like some people think God has mood swings, like your wife. Amen. I know women don't have mood swings. Out there they do, okay? It's like sometimes God is happy, sometimes God is in a bad mood. It's like when you come to God, you don't know what to expect. Well, I'm going to show you from the Bible today who God is. That God only does good things. That God is only good. That God cannot change. That God does not have moments like men of anger, of judgment. Sometimes something bad happens to somebody and people point a finger and say, "He deserved it. That was the judgment of God." Well, if that's true, how come you're still breathing? Because you also did some stuff. Amen. Smile. Look happy. I'm preaching the gospel, which, by the way, is good news, which makes you feel good. You need to leave church feeling better, more in love with God, filled with hope in your heart. So God is, listen, morally upright and pure. God is just and righteous. There's not the slightest hint of evil in God, wrongdoing or sin in the nature of God. He always does what is right, not in our time, but always in his timing. The timing of the Lord is perfect. My question this morning is, if God is doing everything in the world, what is the devil doing? I thank God that he does work in all circumstances, but he's not the cause of all circumstances. The Bible says God will turn everything around for our good to those who love God, who believe in God, who are not called according to his purpose. Do you believe it this morning, that things that were meant to harm you, God will turn around to bless you? Things that were meant to destroy you, God will turn around to promote you. Say amen this morning and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So let's talk about this amazing God this morning, the goodness of God. Nahum 1 verse 7, the Bible says, the prophet says, "The Lord is good." Psalm 119 verse 88, the Bible says, "The Lord is, you are good and you do good." Tell the person next to you, God does good things. I see some of you are sitting here with a neutral face this morning because you've been messed up. Now I'm gonna just line you up with what the Word of God says. Not an angry prophet, but we're going to get into the New Testament. But this means a New Testament which is grace and mercy. Amen. Amen. Psalm 145 verse 9, the Bible says, "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." Psalm 105, the Bible says, "The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Psalm 34 verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." I want you to know this morning that God is only good. That God is always good. That God only does good things. Somebody say, God is good. Come on. So two things I want to highlight this morning. If you want to see God's goodness manifest in your life. Number one, you have to believe that God is good. You personally. Because your personal viewpoint concerning God is everything. Your faith is based on how you see God. How you approach God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in a time of need." So how do you see this God? Approachable or some distant God that sits with his arms folded, holding out on you, with a big knopkiri ready to strike you over your head? Do you see God as a merciful God, a loving God, or do you see God as an angry God out to get you? Who is this God that you serve? So we're not busy with religion. We are busy with a relationship that Jesus came to reveal while he walked on this earth. So who is this God? Because some of us, as we grew up, we never had fathers that were good to us. We never had fathers who accepted us unconditionally. So when we come to this God, we have this distorted picture of God, that God can't just be good. I mean, if God is in control, why do bad things happen? We have these questions that we somehow struggle with. And people sit in church, they're disillusioned. They can't worship like we did this morning. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures because of some tragedy or some past experience. You know, the other day I was flying in an airplane with some people. The worst turbulence ever. I mean, the person who sat across from me thought the plane was going down. Now, I have flown thousands of times, literally. This week, Monday night, flew to Portugal. Friday morning, landed back. The world's become a small place. Every now and again, you get slight turbulence. But this day, we were in the clouds a couple of weeks ago. I mean, the storm was going, the wind was blowing, the airplane was going everywhere, all over the place. The person across me said, "What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?" A brother suddenly sounded like a mother, like a, you know, his voice pitched up. And I could see everybody was getting nervous. And then he shouted to the pilot who was just navigating the storm. And then for like 3 minutes, we flew like this, flew around and around the airport in Syria, waiting for an opportunity to land. Yes, the reality. On the other side of the storm, the sun was shining. There wasn't a cloud. If you flew above the clouds, the sun would be constant, warm, beautiful. Well, that's like God. When we go through turbulence in life, in the storms of life, it has no bearing on who God is, on the character of God. Come on, God is good, and His mercy endures forever. Come on, give the Lord a praise, everybody in the place. Hallelujah. For your faith to work, you must settle it in your heart that God is a good God. Not God is a good God, but God is a good God. I don't understand everything, but God is a good God. No matter what, God is good. Not sometimes He's good. Sometimes He's mad. Sometimes He's angry. Sometimes He's out to get you. Not sometimes God is in a good mood. Sometimes God is in a bad mood. No. James chapter 1 verse 7, he talks about the integrity and the character of God when it says every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, variableness or shadow of turning. God doesn't change. God doesn't have bad moods. God doesn't have a shadow of judgment, anger. Every good, every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. In Luke chapter 18, when a ruler came to Jesus, said, "Good master, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus immediately said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but God." So even Jesus said, God is good. New dispensation. This is who God is. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. He sent His Son, Jesus, to demonstrate who He is. Emmanuel means God with us. In John chapter 5, Jesus said, "He that has seen me has seen the Father." So when you see me, you see the will of the Father. Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Listen this morning. He went about doing good. He didn't go around and give people, yes, a little bit of sickness to teach you a lesson. Let me destroy your business to teach you a lesson. Let me destroy your marriage to teach you a business. Every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. The Bible says in Matthew 7 verse 11, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him? Well, you, once you've had a child like me, three, it is a whole nother level of understanding the love that God has for you. You as a human being will never take your child in a moment of anger, hopefully, because if you do, we need to seriously help you and take your child and break your child's arm and say, now next time you listen to me. Or you take food away from your child and you say, you're not going to eat for 3 days because you're not listening to me. And yet we say that's what God does. People go through disaster, we say, well, the Lord did that. Because we somehow just want to believe that God's doing everything. No. In the Garden of Eden, Adam sold out to the devil, and this world became a fallen world with a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of misery, a lot of suffering. Jesus came to redeem this world. We are still in the process of this world being redeemed until there is a new world, a new kingdom, When heaven comes to earth, there will be no sickness. There will There will be no sorrow. There will be no crying. There will be no hurt. Because then that which is perfect will come. How God meant it for us to be. So when we go through the sufferings in this life, God is not the one causing the suffering. He's not the one causing the hurt, the hunger. He's the one that brings the solution, that speaks to you to bless your brother, that talks to you to start a business so you can employ the unemployed. He's the one that blesses you so you can be a blessing in your world and a blessing to those who are suffering. You are the hope and the answer of Jesus to this world. You are part of God's solution. So you have to make up your own mind that God is a good God. That God is not angry with you. God is not mad with you. God is not out to get you. No matter what you did, God announces to you peace, reconciliation. That my heart towards you is to love you, to bless you. The Bible says He sends His rain on the just and the unjust. He blesses the good and the evil. Because that's just who God is. He's good. When you bump into God, you bump into not judgment, goodness, mercy. Amen. No matter what you did, people look at you a certain way. You know, when some people look at you, you have to duck because of the beam in the eye. Not God. I mean, when Adam hid away from God behind the bush, how is it that we think we can hide from God? God came to him. Adam, where are you? Not to judge him, but because of relationship. When Peter ran away from God fishing, Jesus came running after him. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 2 verse 4, it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. That God will be so good to you. Like that prodigal son, when he came to his senses and he came back to his father's house, his dad was not standing with a big stick to knock him over the head. The father waited for him. He had prepared the fatted calf. He had the best robe, a robe of righteousness prepared. He had a ring prepared. He had sandals prepared. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus, which means you're not coming home as a slave. You're not coming home as a servant. You're coming home as a son because you were always my son. You will never stop being my son because of who I am. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters what I did for you through my son, Jesus, 2,000 years ago. John 3 verse 17, the Bible says He never sent His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Hallelujah. Our world needs saving. You need saving. People around you need saving. This broken world that is so filled with hunger and suffering and pain need to be saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe we are going to see the greatest outpouring of God's goodness and God's mercy upon our world. Come on. In Jesus' name. This last week I had the privilege to meet with 100 leaders from all over the world, pastors by invitation. Some of them pastoring places like Indonesia, the Middle East. And the one pastor showed us a video testimony, which is classified. We cannot show it. But of a man that was an ISIS leader who killed many Christians. Remember, I prophesied, not that I am the prophet, but I said God's going to turn many who persecuted the church around. And here was this man, after beheading many Christians, killing many Christians, who began to question his faith and his belief. And he said, but this cannot be. And God, he turned around. Jesus appeared to him one night. He said, God, if you are real, show yourself to me. And just like Paul on the road to Damascus, yeah, God manifests himself. He doesn't kill him. He manifests himself to this man. The man gets saved and he preaches the gospel. He has led. Listen, this is amazing. There's revival happening in Syria and in the Middle East. He led over 2,000 other ISIS people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The greater the darkness, the greater the light. Isaiah 59 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Good will always overcome evil. Always. Another pastor in Indonesia. Villages, the one village, people got saved. That's why I speak to us in South Africa about the power of forgiveness. So people from another village came, took their children and beheaded the little girls. Imagine that. We're talking about the last few months. Cut their heads off and put their heads at the entrance of the city. And said, we will do this to all of you if you do not turn away from Christ. Those parents came together, not with anger and bitterness, but they prayed for those people. Obviously caught national television attention. And they stood there and they said, we are hurting for the loss of our loved one. But we want those people to know that God loves them, that we have forgiven them. And I want to tell you, through that act of mercy, and come on, South Africa, and grace and goodness, the power of God came upon leaders in the other village who turned to Christ. And today many in the other village is turning to Christ. It is the goodness of God, come on, that will turn our world around. Not anger, not wrath, not judgment, but seeing the goodness of God in our world. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. No matter where you are, God says, I know the thoughts I think toward you. I have a beautiful future for you, for that child in your womb, for that business you are starting. I know the thoughts. I'm going to help you. I'm going to walk with you. Even when you're in the fire, I'm going to be there. I will shut the lion's mouth. It doesn't mean if you're in this world, you're not going to experience turbulent times. Peter the Apostle, in Peter says, do not think it strange when you go through tests and trials as if something weird is happening. John chapter 16 verse 13, Jesus said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So number one, you have to settle it in your own heart that God is good. You have to make up your own mind, not have this neutral attitude when it comes to your father, that your father is good. I don't have all the answers. I understand there are turbulent times. But it has no bearing upon who God is and the integrity of God. God is only good. God is always good. God is a God of restoration. Even when the enemy comes to steal, God says, I am the one who will restore. Remember the promise we have for this year, that God promises restoration. Whatever the canker worm have eaten, whatever the locust have consumed out of your life, the crawling locust, the chewing locust, the consuming locust, everything that's taken, God says, I will restore. I'm the one who will bring the breakthrough. I'm the one who will restore. I'm the one who will make a way where there is no way. But you cannot go into a place of cynicism and doubt and begin to question God. Maybe you've gone through a betrayal in your relationship. God is the God of restoration. Maybe you've suffered through sickness or disease. I want to tell you that God is with you. That He's not a distant God who doesn't understand. He's a God who cares. He's not the one who caused it. He's the one who's helping you, sustaining you. He's the one who said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. This is the God that we serve. God is an unchanging God in an ever-changing world. People study the Bible and they say, well, we believed this 1,000 years ago. We believe this now. You better watch that, because Scripture stands by itself. Our fashion can change us, but the Bible, the principles stand. Well, now we believe, now we're just going to change and believe this. You better be careful what you do. You don't want to mess with the Bible. You want to believe the Bible. Number two, you've got to believe in the goodness of God when you go through the trials and the storms of life. Psalm 27 verse 13, David said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed. I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When the storms of life come, don't doubt God's will. Don't question God's intention toward you. Don't become double-minded concerning the goodness of God. In James chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, my brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. So the Apostle Paul, James says, when you're going through the storms of life, turbulent times, run to God, because God wants to help you. But don't run there double-minded. Run there knowing that God is for you, that God wants to help you. Or how will your prayer work if you don't know that? If you go through a crisis and you say, Lord, if it's your will, heal my child or bless me. There's no faith in that. Faith operates when the will of God is known. The will of God is revealed through the person of Jesus Christ. You have to know who this God is. Maybe you're sitting out today and at one time you served God, but you've run away from God for whatever reason. They're in Bloemfontein, sitting in prison, watching in Johannesburg today, in East Rand, in Welkom, watching on television, a live stream viewer. And for some reason, you've shut your heart to God. I want to challenge you this morning that you will open your heart again and allow this amazing God to love you, to take His place in your life. Allow this amazing God to lead you and guide you into the plans that He has for you. God is good. Close your eyes, forget about everything. Pray this prayer with me right now. They're in Bloemfontein as well. Everybody in this place, pray right with me. You can get saved right where you are in your seat today. Say these words right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself to You. Thank You for loving me so much that You died for my sin. I believe with all my heart You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. I accept You today as my Lord and Savior. Wash me in Your blood. Give me a new beginning. Thank You for loving me just as I am. Right now, I forgive everyone that sinned against me. Everyone who hurt me, I forgive them right now. Use me, Father, to be a blessing to other people in my world. Here I am, Lord Jesus. I surrender all to You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.